News, I'm Ben Thomas. The director of the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, Vision for a Complete Overhaul of the Federal Government, has stepped down. Foundation President Kevin Roberts says Paul Dan's exit comes after the project completed exactly what it set out to do. Lisa Dwyer has more on the tenuous relationship to the Trump campaign.
J.D. Vance, Donald Trump's running mate, has praised the vision of Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts in a foreword of a forthcoming book by Roberts, Dawn's Early Light. Roberts frequently calls for tearing down U.S. institutions entirely to start anew. After a shakeup at Heritage, Roberts is now leading Project 2025 operations directly. Vance quotes Roberts in writing that it's time to circle the wagons and load the muskets. That could conflict with the Trump campaign's effort to distance itself from Heritage Project 2025. Trump's top aides have repeatedly criticized organizers of Project 2025 for what they say is a false impression that the project is associated with Trump's campaign. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In England, far-right protesters, angered by false online rumors, hurled bottles and stones at police officers outside a mosque near where three girls were fatally stabbed Monday. American consumers feeling better about the future. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index up. And Donna Warder has new findings on income disparities.
Researchers at Harvard University and the U.S. Census Bureau say the income gap between white and black young adults was narrower for millennials than for Generation X. Researchers say the shrinking gap was due to greater income mobility for poor black children and drops in income mobility for low-income white children.
Job openings fell slightly last month. A sign inflation is cooling the job market. And Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat products amid an investigation into a deadly outbreak of listeria. This is AP News. The U.S. women's gymnastics team landed in the middle of the medal podium.
The redemption tour ended in a familiar spot for Simone Biles, atop the Olympic podium. The American gymnastics star and her singular brilliance powered a dominant U.S. women's team in the finals 3 years after removing herself from the same competition to protect herself, a decision that changed the conversation around mental health and sports.
After I finished vault, I was relieved. I was like, whew, because... at least no flashbacks or anything, but I did feel a lot of relief, and as soon as I landed vault, I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna do this.
The Americans' total of 171.296 points was well clear of Italy and Brazil. Jordan Chiles began by drilling her double twisting Yurchenko vault. Suni Lee mixed elegance with grit while dazzling on beam and uneven bars, her two best events. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
And U.S. women won their first Olympic medal in rugby sevens, taking bronze. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.